It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Some big news out of North Dakota. A district court ruled on Monday that the Dakota Access Pipeline has to be shut down and it has to be emptied of oil by August 5th. Winona LaDuke is the executive director of Honor the Earth. She joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Winona, good morning. What kind of a morning is it for you over there?
Good morning, Minnegushigut. We got some rain last night as well and a little bit now. I'm happy. I have a lot of plants. I have a lot of gardens and farming. Oh, we're farming. And so the rain is welcome.
It certainly is. Did you ever think you would see a decision to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline?
I was kind of amazed myself. And you know, sometimes the arc of justice is long, but let us hope that it always lands in a good place. Yeah, that was amazing on Monday. I mean, that pipeline should not have been built. They ran roughshod over all of the environmental regulations, you know, and the EIS by the Army Corps just was not adequate. You shouldn't do shipshod stuff, and you shouldn't try to put pipelines in you know, insidious ways. And, you know, the fact is that should be closed down and that should be emptied. And I think it's a pretty big risk to try to put in pipelines these days because we don't need them. What we need is, just to be honest, I mean, what we need is pipelines for people and water. We need infrastructure pipelines, not infrastructure for oil companies.
One of the things that, and I'm going to count on you to sort of fact check me as we go here, but one of the things that I had learned from National Native News and a reporter in South Dakota who's done some fascinating stories about this is that even though there were various steps along the way and the pipeline hadn't gotten complete permission, the oil company was allowed to move in and start work anyway. And the idea behind that, I gathered, was basically then they go back into court and they say, well, look, we've already done all of this. You can't stop this. And it was, you know, kind of weighting the situation in their favor. That's why the idea that they said, okay, no, you've got to stop altogether and you have to drain all the oil out seemed like such a surprise.
And that's really great, and that is absolutely true. I mean, these pipeline companies move ahead and just take territory, and then the court out of Montana last year or a couple of years ago ruled that biased the EIS process, the piling of pipes for the Keystone XL pipeline, biased an EIS process under the idea that it was inevitable that this pipeline would proceed. And I just want to point out that Enbridge has filled our state with piles of pipes. And now they're bringing in all this matting. There are piles and piles of these wood pieces that are like pallets that were ready for them to cross wetlands, and they have no wetland permits. And I find it really offensive that they should be able to fill our state with all of these things with such opposition to the pipelines. And then, you know, on the other side of it, the fact is that Enbridge is running at about 400,000 barrels a day less oil anyway in their lines right now because of the lack of demand for oil. So I'm like, why you get to fill things up? Why you get to suppose that the law is going to be on your side? You know, maybe the system's going to work for water. Maybe the system's going to work for indigenous people finally.
Winona, this is a very strange time that we are living through. And it seems as though the COVID-19 pandemic, the disruption and the anxiety, the sort of the pent up energy that it's created is spilling out in some interesting and different ways. Of course, the ugly tragedy of George Floyd's murder and the way that suddenly caught the world's attention in a way that these sorts of crimes had not before. Now, all of a sudden, after all of these years of battling with the pipeline, and you and I talked before we went on the air for just a moment about how the fracking and the oil boom in North Dakota really changed the atmosphere and changed the whole way that North Dakota operated. Do you think it's possible that some of the things like decreased demand that you mentioned with regard to COVID, but also a kind of a new energy with people may turn a tide here?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, you know, I want to say that, you know, I call this the time of the bat. And, you know, because that's the origin of this virus is the bat. And, you know, I mean, the UN has pointed out that you can't keep invading biodiversity, going to where the wild things are and doing stuff and not expecting that there's consequences of it. That's what happens is you get to where the, you know, some places you should just leave alone. And that would be a lot of the North Country. And so, you know, you have this pandemic that starts because of us, because of our behavior. And then nothing would have stopped us. You know, nothing, you know, anything we've done has not stopped our behavior. But that bat and this time has stopped us dead in our tracks. I mean, Arundhati Roy, the Indian writer and novelist, she talks about pandemic as portal. Pandemic as portal. That each time there's a pandemic in the history of the world, it forces society to change how it is. And it has forced us to our knees and to transform our world. And so I look at this as an opportunity to do things better. I don't want things to go back to normal. I want to have energy efficiency. I don't want to be fighting, you know, my neighbors over bad pipeline projects proposed by Canadian multinationals. You know, what I want is clean water. What I want is some security into the future that feels like that the food system I rely on is not going to collapse. And that's because I now have local food again. I rebuild Minnesota's local farm economies. I go organic. You know, I go for energy efficiency. I, you know, rebuild health systems. I rebuild justice systems so that they're just. It's an opportunity. You know, we don't want to drag when you walk through that portal, as Arundhati Roy says. You don't want to drag all the vestiges of your bad decisions, your toxic air, your racism, and your hatred. You want to walk through clean. And so I just look at this as an opportunity. And, I, you know, I'm looking at this pipeline in northern Minnesota. I'm looking at these mining projects and saying, this is the end of that era. It's time for an era where Enbridge, you know, Enbridge has $2 billion is what they estimate it would take to clean up the old Line 3. That's all. That's not hardware. That's all labor. So I'm saying have Enbridge do something that, you know, cleans up instead of makes new messes. And I see that as this opportunity is to make things better. And I'm going to take it. You know, I'm going to make things better in my community, and I think we should all take this opportunity, this pause, reflect, and make things better.
What is your next step, and the groups, the various groups that you work with, and communities that you work with regard to DAPL and the Dakota Access Pipeline? What do you think is the next step now?
You know, we are amicus in the DAPL case, and we're going to, you know, continue to push for the absolute closure of that pipeline. And then we're going to keep pushing to, you know, have some kind of restitution, you know, for that tribe. That nothing like that should have ever happened. And we're going to continue on the rest of the pipeline battles as well, you know. But more than that, you know, instead of putting up the DAPL pipeline, the amount that they spent on the DAPL pipeline, they could have put up 61,000, you know, solar thermal panels and 61,000 wind turbines, excuse me, of up to about 2 megawatts each. That would have powered all of North Dakota. You know what I'm saying? Is we could have really rocked some of this stuff and made a transition, but instead we invested in old, dead technology. So it's time to really just move on. And instead of investing poorly, let's do something that's good.
But we wouldn't. Do you think we would have figured that out if it hadn't been for the pandemic? Do you think there was just too much tradition, infrastructure, inertia, momentum? There was just too much. I'm thinking about what we talked about earlier. There was just too much metaphorical pipe sitting around for us to think about wind turbines or solar energy.
Yeah,
until now.
I think that, I mean, some of them, you know, the unenlightened old boys network, you know, I really think that it's time for a new way of thinking. That was a way of thinking, and there was a lot of Kool-Aid passed out in that way of thinking that said, this is how it is, and if you don't have this, you're going to freeze in the dark. Well, it turns out that you ain't going to freeze in the dark. That, you know, a lot of countries have moved far beyond the kind of fossil fuel consumption we have here in the North Country, and we could return to a simpler practice that would be far more elegant and far less impactive on the environment. Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a lot of money. I mean, Enbridge itself continues to pour money into the state of Minnesota on the mythology that that line three will answer unemployment problems in the state. It's not going to answer unemployment problems in the state by bringing 4,300 workers in from elsewhere in the middle of a pandemic. That's a bad idea. You know, quit drinking the Kool-Aid, shake ourselves loose, and be more cool than we ever were. That's what I say.
I love that idea. I think that's going to be my motto for today, at least, to try to be more cool today than I've ever been. And that's...
Why not, girl? Why not?
Winona, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us. It's always a joy, and I hope we have the opportunity to follow this process and check in with you a few more times as time goes on. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you so much.
Winona LaDuc this morning, the executive director of Honor the Earth, longtime activist here in the state of Minnesota, joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.